nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Ich mal la belle gars.
One of the most original bands that ever set foot on this earth. Opening Cosmic Overdrive, episode number 96, I think. We are 96, yes. It's January 24th, 2011, and it's a little bit after 10 minutes after 9. Magma, of course, opening this episode of Cosmic Overdrive with... I always have to look at these titles because Magma kind of invented a whole language of their own for all their song titles and album titles and lyrics. So you always get these unpronounceable track names. And this one is called Hortsfuhr den Stekenwest. Don't ask. Just don't ask. It's from the Mechanic Destructive Commando album. Released originally in 1973, and well, Magma is a band completely in a class of their own, mixing progressive rock and classical elements and free jazz elements and God knows what else. They made a whole string of albums in the 70s, and I think some form of Magma is still existing today. Even doing live shows, but this is the stuff they did in the early mid 70s is their highlight, so to speak. And well, whole books have been written about the band and all the meaning of all their lyrics and what was behind all the music. So I'm not going to try to explain all this here in 5 minutes. So look on the internet; there is plenty to be found about Magma. And anyway, this opening was. The quickie of the show, the shorty, because tonight we're playing long stuff. And that means that actually, in reality, we only have two more tracks to go in this episode. And the first one that's laying on the virtual turntables here, so to speak, is one by a band of kind of equal, how do you say that, equal standing to Magma. The band is Van der Graaf Generator, another band totally unique in their sound, also kind of in the same area, early mid-70s is considered their time, so to say. This record, this track I'm going to play is from the album Pawn Hearts, which was their, I have to count here, 1, 2, 3, I think their fourth album, and it was the... kind of the logical conclusion of the first three albums. They kind of worked up to this one. Pawn Hearts is another album that only has three tracks, and one track that I'm going to play here tonight is the track that that is the entire second side of the album. It's actually a suite considering of several tracks, but it all belongs together. The track is called A Plague of the Lighthouse Keepers, and well, some people dismiss it as a pompous crap. Peter Hamill's lyrics are well, it's almost impossible to follow that stuff, but there is sort of a tale going on. And anyway, musically it's a bit the music is totally different from Magma, but it's they fish in the same pond, so to speak. It's progressive rock, it's jazz, it's there's classical parts, there's a completely extreme avant-garde stuff. And actually this album this was released in 71, and this was also technically this was at the forefront of what was possible in those days with recordings and overdubs and everything else. It was also impossible for them to play this stuff live. So after this album, they made well, easier music. I mean, for them, it was still kind of hard to follow for everybody else, but stuff that they could actually do live on the stage, because this had become so complicated that that it was unplayable almost. So, without further blah blah from me, you're going to listen for the next 23 minutes and 4 seconds to Van der Graaf Generator and A Plague of Lighthouse Keepers.
Still waiting for myself. prophesied disaster, and then I count the cost. I shine but shining, dying. I know that I am almost lost. On the table lies my paper, and my tower.
my memory is a vampire and it feeds on me. Now staggering madly over the brink I fall.
Lighthouses, my house, the key. But can I reach the door? To find a shore, but how can I ever keep my feet dry?
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing stuff from Van der Graaf Generator, A Plague of Lighthouse Keepers from the Pawn Hearts album, 1971. Amazing that it's been so long since this was recorded. And for the next track, it's going to be a little bit more easy listening. This was, well, I have to say, an acquired taste, because, like I said, not everybody can appreciate bands like Van der Graaf Generator. And I have to say that, well, I couldn't. When I was younger, I listened to some of this stuff. I knew a guy who was a big fan of them, and Peter Hemmel, and he was always playing me these tracks, and I always thought, I don't know, give me the Ramones or Black Flag, but you know, after a while, you play it and again and again, and you start to appreciate all the stuff that's going on there. And the next band, like I said, is going to be a bit easier. The length is about the same. We're going back one more year in time, actually, because the track that's going to play now is a track by UFO, British hard rock, and actually this is more space rock. This is the UFO from before Michael Schenker joined them. This is with the guitar player Mick Bolton. And if you like Blue Cheer, Walkwind, that kind of stuff, then this is certainly up your sleeve, so to speak. The subtitle of the album is 1 hour of space rock, and they couldn't have said it better. That sums it up quite nicely, actually. The album is called Flying. The track is called Flying. I'm going to play this probably until 10 o'clock. So I'll say goodbye to you now. Next week, Cosmic Overdrive episode 97, if I count correctly. I've lost count so many times on this show. So until then, I say goodbye and enjoy UFO and flying.
I tried to run, but every move I was where I'd begun.